Okay, today's daf is Yumad Daf Lamed Dalid. We left off on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. We're still going through the Seder of the Avodah each and every day and why certain things came before others. And we're still working through that. We're going to continue to do that through much of today's daf. We're going to have a machlokas whether the vazichin or the musaf or the musafin musafin or vazichin came first, and we'll have a source for each shita. We're going to discuss when the ketores shel shachar was brought exactly. We're going to discuss the ketores of the afternoon between the evarim and the nesachim based on a comparison to the morning ketores. So essentially, a lot about the timing of the ketores, and then we're going to have a machlokas whether we learn the nesachim of shachris from Arvis or vice versa. An important tosos about what the nafkamina is, which one we learn from the other, if at the end of the day we bring them both, so and we time them both the same way, so what the nafkamina is, which one is learned from the other. And then on Amud Beis, after the two dots, we're going to move on to discuss how they would heat the mikvah for the Kohen Gadol, if the Kohen Gadol was an istnis of or a zakin, if the Kohen Gadol had a difficult time with a cold mikvah, how exactly would they heat the mikvah? Would they, and why their method of heating didn't violate any malacha on Yantif. And then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis is going to discuss the change of the Kohen Gadol into Big Day Lavan for the first time, and how much the Big Day Lavan cost, what kinds of Big Day Lavan he wore, the difference between the Big Day Lavan he wore earlier in the day and the Big Day Lavan he wore later in the day. So Be'ez Hashem will get to that at the end of the daf. We are holding right now on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, again still going through the Seder Hayom. So we had we were in the middle of discussing the Hatavas HaNeros. So we had mentioned that you do the Hatavas Chamesh Neros, then there's a break, Machlok is what they did during that break, whether it was the Ketores or the Evarim, something during that break after the Hatavas Chamesh Neros, then they'd come back to the menorah and do the Hatavas Shtei Neros. So I think we left off at Maishna Da'avid Hatavas Chamesh Neros. I think that's where we are. First was the line of Maishna. So Maishna Da'avid Hatavas Chamesh Neros Bereisha, Da'avid Hatavas Shtei Neros Bereisha. Why would they do the first Hatava of the Chamesh Neros? Why don't they do the Hatava of the Shtei Neros first? So says Mark, even the Askel Behu Avid Ruba. Well, once we're starting to do the Hatavas HaNeros, it makes sense to do the majority. So we do as many as we can, without doing all of them. So that's why we do five. So it says, well, that's not as many as you can without doing all of them. Vinavit Shis, six would be as many as you can without doing all of them. There are seven in total. So doing six would have covered that. Amakrabe, Tivos Eneros, Yaktirena. Ve'eneros, Pchusos Mishtayim. Because the Pasuk says, Be'etivos Eneros, Yaktirena. So Dafka says, Neros, plural. And plural Neros has to be at least two. So from there we see that it has to be Hatavas Shtei Neros, has to be saved for the end, not just Ner Echad. Hatavas Shtei Neros Kodemus Ketores. The Mishnah would not say that the Hatavas Shtei Neros come before the Ketores. First it says Beitivas Aneros, then it says Yaktirena. So we see that the Ketores comes afterwards. Uktores Levarim, and the Ketores comes before the Evarim of the Karban Tamid. Why is that so? Detanya Yuktom Dover Shnemar Bo Baboker Baboker, the Dover Shalonemar Bo Ella Boker Echad Bilvad. We try to make that which it says Baboker twice come before that which only says Boker once. So that's why the Ketores comes before the Evarim. The Ketores says Baboker twice, the Evarim only one time Baboker. The Evarim Lemincha, and the Evarim come before the Karban Mincha. How do we know that nothing should ever come before the Tamid Shal Shachar? Tamalomar va'arach aleha ha'ola. Pasuk says va'arach aleha ha'ola va'amarava ha'ola hi ola rishona. That ha'ola is a reference to the ola rishona. So it's telling us that nothing should come before the Tamid Shal Shachar, and therefore we take care of all of the evarim of the Tamid Shal Shachar before we get involved in any other carbon ola, such as the Karban Mincha. So the Tamid Shal Shachar, the Evarim of the Tamid Shal Shachar, have to be done first. Tosos in Maseches Pesachim, in Tamid Nishchat, this concept is discussed of both the Aseda Ashlama, Allah Hashem Kol Karbanos Kulon, as well as the din that it has to be the first, the Tamid Shal Shachar has to be the first Karban each and every day. And Tosos in Maseches Pesachim writes that these two dinim, Anun Chesun Beis, these two dinim, they have to be marked in the Tamid Shal Shachar before all the other Karbanos, and that you're not allowed to bring any other korban after the tamei shel ben arba'im are only dinim lechadchila. They're not ma'akev v'diavet. So Tosfos raises a kasha from a Tosefta. The Tosefta says that all the kachim that you're makrav before the tamei shel shachar, or that you are ma'akev till after the tamei shel ben arba'im, are puzzle. So it sounds like it's ma'akev. It sounds like it's not just a din lechadchila. So Tosfos metarates that when we say puzzle, means puzzle midrabanan. But on a daraisa level, it's not ma'akev. Now Tosfos in Yuma earlier on in Daf Chav Tesser, so the Gemara said that the Tosfos said the psulin means that the basar is possible to eat, but the bailim is neschaper. So that's another way to be metarit. That maybe it's not ma'akev b'diavad in terms of the kapara of the karban, but when the Tosefta says that it's possible, it means you're just not allowed to eat the basar of any karban that's brought before the tamei shel shachar or brought after the tamei shel ben arba'im. The Rambam in the first part of Tefilin Musaf and Halacha Gimel sounds like there's no psul whatsoever. It sounds like he ignores the Tosefta, that it's just an iser. There's an iser to bring any carbon before the tamei shel shachar or after the tamei shel ben arba'im, but it doesn't possul anything. Tosfos in Maseches Menachos says that it depends which element of the carbon we're talking about, which avodah are we talking about. Are we talking about the shechita or the haktara? The shechita, with shechita, it's not going to be nifsal because the shechita is not an avodah. So the shechita of another carbon before tamei shel shachar won't possible it, but to do the other avodos, so that's like haktara of parts of the carbon. That's if you do that before the tamei shel shachar or after the tamei shel ben arba'im, then that taka would make it possible. So those are several shitas from Rishonim. What to do with that tosefta that says that it's possible in light of the fact that Tosfos doesn't think that it should be possible. Tosfos thinks that it should really just be a din lechatchila that we're not supposed to bring any other karbanos before the tamei shel shachar. After the tamei shel ben arba'im, Vayter in the Gemara, second line on Lamed Daled Amud Aleph, Umincha lechavitin. The mincha comes before the chavitin. Ola umincha, because first we do the ola, then the mincha. As Rashi says on the fourth line, Ola umincha limducha shetei mincha saola achar haola miyad. That teaches us that the mincha saola is supposed to be brought immediately after the carbon ola. V'lo yafsiku chavitin. And we shouldn't interrupt with chavitin in between the carbon ola and the minchas hatamid and the carbon tamid. So good. The chavitin and the nesachim shum mincha, and chavitin come before the nesachim because we take care of all the menachos first. We take care of chavitin is also a carbon mincha, so that's supposed to be brought together with the carbon tamid. Menachos are supposed to be brought together with the carbon tamid, so the chavitin should be connected still to the carbon tamid. That's why chavitin come before the nesachim. The nesachim musafin zevach u nesachim, and nesachim come before the carbon musaf, because we see that you shouldn't be mafsik with another carbon between the zevach and the nesachim. So you don't want to have a musaf interrupting between the carbon tamid that we have brought in the morning and the nesachim that we're bringing now. So therefore, we do the nesachim before we do the carbon musaf. Tosfos raises the question: why don't we just say that we're makdim davar shenemar baboker to something that doesn't that it says bayom and doesn't say baboker? Shouldn't that be a good enough reason to say that the Nesachim come before the Musafim? The Musafim says Bayom, by the Nesachim it's Baboker. So he says Belavach Yisrich Kol Zevach Nesachim LeDrasha Achriti Perakatoda. Anyway, we're going to use this Zevach Nesachim to teach us a different din. This pasuk that we're quoting over here. So it says Tosos for nearly the Yisrich LeMelef MeHaikra Kedeliyashiv also Afilu Mad Yomer Bezichin Kodem LeMusafim Alfagav Dachak Siv Bayom Vachak Siv Trei Bayom Amud LeMashma Bayom LaAcher LaAchimaisikra. There's going to be a shita that holds that Bayom means to tell us, that the word Bayom means to tell us that something is done late in the day, but Tosfos tells us not everybody agrees with that. There's also a shita that the word Bayom does not mean to tell us that which comes later in the day. And as a result of that, we need a different pasuk to tell me the din that the Nesachim come before the Musafin. You can't rely on the fact that by Musafin it says Bayom. Not everybody agrees that that is meaningful, that by Musafin it says Bayom. Back in the Gemara, Musafin levazichin, the Musafin come before the Vazichin, Vatanya Vazichin called the Musafin, but we have a brisa that says the opposite, that the Vazichin come before the Musafin. So which is it? Is it Musaf before Musafin, before the Vazichin, or Vazichin before the Musafin? And it's the Gemara, Tanaihi. It's not which is it, it's Machlokas Tanaim. Amar Abayi Mistavra Kamad Yamar Musafin Kabnu Vazichin. So Abayi says most Mistavra like the Shita that Musafin come before the Vazichin. Lav Mi Amrit Baboker Baboker Lahaktim Hachanami Beyom Beyom Laacher. Just like the double phrase Baboker Baboker teaches us to do something earlier in the day, so too Bayom Bayom comes to teach us Laacher to do it later in the day. So that's why it's most Mistavra that the Musafin come before the vazichin. So it says, "My time in the man yomer vazichin kodem l'musafin." What's the reason for the shita that holds vazichin come first? Gamar chuka chuka mechavitin, because he learns out a gezer shava of chuka chuka from chavitin, and therefore, just like the chavitin come first, so too the vazichin should come first before the musafin. Ime hasam gamar ligamra kula milsame hasam. Well, if you're going to learn from the chavitin, then you should then the vazichin should even come before the nesachim. You should back him up a couple of steps. So it says, "Well, lahachi ani bayom bayom laacher." No, but the phrase bayom bayom still does something. The fact that it says bayom when it comes to the vazichin still comes to teach me that it should be done a little bit later on. So it helps me to tell me to do it a little bit later on. But the gzer shavu chuka chuka tells me to do it a little bit earlier. So that's how we compromise. That's how it ends up exactly where it ends up. That's why. But that's the machlok. That's why the vazichin will be before the musafin, but it's going to be after the nesachim. So the concept that the Gemara uses over here is that anything that says bayom, we use laacher. We teach to delay. There is an interesting comment the Ramah has in Shulchan Aruch and some in Reish Pei Aleph. The Ramah says that the minhag Yisrael is that ma'achrin b'shabbos lovel beis haknesses. That we come to shul a little bit later on Shabbos than we do during the week. More than we come a little later on Shabbos than on a weekday seems to be the minhag Yisrael, because by the not to come later into davening, it means to start davening later. That shul begins at a later time on Shabbos than it does on a weekday, because the pasuk says by the tamid of a weekday baboker, and by Shabbos it says ubayom haShabbos. So whenever we have the word baboker, it means earlier. It's always to teach me earlier, and Bayom always teaches me a little bit later on. So the Magen Avraham on the spot in Reish Pei Aleph in Sifkatan Beis says he doesn't understand. The Magen Avraham quotes from Achronim that this din of Ichur is said by the Musaf of Shabbos, not by the Karban Tamid of Shabbos. When we daven Shachris, that's connected to the Karban Tamid. Mehech Tesi that the Karban Tamid is any later on Shabbos. The Musaf of Shabbos is a little bit later. So Shachris we should daven on time. Musaf you'll daven a little bit later. So Musaf, we should have a learning seder, a drasha, something before Musaf to delay the beginning of Musaf. So Magen Avraham says maybe the makar of this is what Rabbi Akiva says later on, that the Musafin are supposed to be together with the Tamid Shel Shachar, that they're somehow associated with the Tamid Shel Shachar, and therefore they should be brought together. We're going to see later on the Sugya and Daf Ayin. So if that's the case, we learn it from the fact by Musaf HaRugalim, it says Milvad Olas HaBoker. So it sounds in addition to the Olas HaBoker, the Musaf is brought, that they're associated with each other. So if the Zman of the Musaf L'Chadchila is B'sheish, and we dav Musaf right after Shachris and Kriyas HaTorah, so Shachris is going to have to be a little bit later. Shachris, again, well, obviously it's still going to be within Zman Kriyashma, but it's not going to be at 6:30 in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning. You do it a little bit later. That's what the Ramah says, is the Minhag Yisrael to daven a little bit of a later Shachris on Shabbos than we do during the week. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter. Now, at the two dots, Ketores shel shachar is a kreva bein dam le'evarim. The ketores in the morning was brought in between the dam, the avodas hadam of the karban tamid, and the burning of the evarim of the karban tamid. So money, the bringing up of the evarim of the karban tamid. So money, who's the author that holds ketores? Who's the author of our mishnah that holds this way? The ketores shel shachar was between the dam and the evarim. E rabbanan bein dam le'neros mi ba'ilei. If it's going like the rabbanan, it should say between the dam and the neros. That's when the ketores was brought. And e abishol bein Neros le'evarim mi'bayilei. And if it's Abishol, it should say between the Neros and the Evarim, meaning we're forgetting about the Neros in the whole in the whole picture over here. Because according to the Rabbanan, who say in Andav Tezvav Amir Aleph, that we are mafsik the Hatavas HaNeros with the Ketores in the middle, which means Hatavas 5 Neros, then Ketores, then the Hatava of the last 2 Neros, so it's between the Avodas Adam and the Avodas HaNeros before we finish the Avodas HaNeros is when the Ketores is really done. Whereas and if it's according to Abishol, it should say Bein Nerus Leivarim. It's after that Tavas and Nerus before the Eivarim. So it says Mar Liolam Rabbanan He. Really, we're assuming that we're going like the Rabbanan. Ubisidra Lo Kamari. We're not going in the exact. We're not really trying to be precise about the exact order when we're presenting it. Why don't we just say once we're saying Ubisidra Lo Kamari? Why don't we just say we're going like Abishol? Why do we have to say we're going like the Rabbanan? So the bottom Tosfos points out Hadlo Kamari Vayseim Rabbanan Vayseim Abishol Ubisidra Lo Kamari. Why don't we just say it could be going like either the Rabbanan or Abishol and Besidra lo Kamari? We're just not being precise about the order. Yeshlom Rishim Dereisha de lo Kabishol. The Ketani V'nichnas La'akter Ketarus La'heit of Aneros Ketam Parakama. It's the Gemara earlier in the first parak already showed us that the Reisha is against Abishol anyway. So for other reasons, it's not going like Abishol. So once Abishol is not a possibility, so it could be going like the Rabbanan. We say, yeah, it's going like the Rabbanan, but Besidra lo Kamari. Vishal Bein Arbaim Esukreva Bein Evarim Linesachim. And the Bein Arbaim was brought between the Evarim and the Nesachim. So Minani, the Ketoris of the Bein Arbaim. So Minani Mili, Am Rabbi Yochanan Da Makra, Kiminchas HaBoker Chinesko Ta'aseh. Ma Minchas HaBoker Ketoris Kodemus L'Nesachim. Just like Minchas HaBoker, the Ketoris comes before the Nesachim. Afkan Ketoris Kodemus L'Nesachim. So too in the afternoon, the Ketoris comes before the Nesachim. Ay, Ima Lahalan Ketoris Kodemus Leivarim. Afkan Ketoris Kodemus Leivarim. Would you say that just like in the morning, Ketoris comes before the Evarim as well, so too in the afternoon, Ketoris should come before the Evarim also? So says Mar Miksiv Ke Evare HaBoker. Does it say Ke Evare HaBoker? That the Evare HaErev should be like the Evare HaBoker in that, just like the Evare HaBoker are after the Ketoris, so too the Evare HaErev should be after the Ketoris? No, it doesn't say that. Kiminchas HaBoker Ksiv. It says Kiminchas HaBoker. Kiminchas HaBoker V'lo Kevare HaBoker. So we're able to learn that it should be like the Minchas HaBoker in that the Ketoris comes before the Nesachim, but not like the Evare HaBoker in that we do not say the Ketoris comes before the Evarim in the Bein Arbaim. That's only a din in the morning. Period. We have a brisa that darshens as follows. V'nischer reviyah sehin. The pasuk tells us ve'ish al mizbech tukan bo lo sichbe, and you put the viar Allah koin etzim baboker baboker varach ala olah victor ala chavay shlam. Sorry, I'm quoting from the. Quoting from the wrong pasuk over here. V'nisko reviyah sehin. Right, this is from Bamidbar Chavches. V'nisko reviyah sehin lakevus ha'chad b'kodesh ha'seich nesach sheich ala Hashem. So the nesachim is a reviyah sehin. So says the Gemara, Yilamit shel shachris mishal arvitz. Where is that pasuk? That pasuk is right after we finish describe, right as we're describing the tamid shel bein ha'arbayim. So that's about the tamid shel bein ha'arbayim. The second, and not about the tamid shel shachar. So we learn out the nesachim of shachris from the Nesachim of Mariv. Yilamit shel shachris mishal arvis. Now Mariv of Mincha, of Tamid shel Bein Arbaim. That just like the Tamid shel Bein Arbaim requires Nesachim, so too the Tamid shel shachar requires Nesachim. But the root, the source is really Tamid shel Bein Arbaim. That's where it says Nesachim in the Torah. Rebbe Yomer, Rebbe disagrees. He says arvis mishal shachris. That pasuk is actually going back on the Tamid shel shachar. And we only learn Nesachim of arvis from the Sachem of Shachris. So Bishlam and the Rabbanan, Hai B'tamid Shal Bein Arbaim Ksiv, El Rebbe Mai Taima. The Rabbanan seem, if you look at the Pesukim, the Rabbanan seem to make a lot more sense, because the Pasuk is actually written in the context of Tamid Shal Bein Arbaim. But why would you say that it's that the real source is about Tamid Shal Shachar, and then we're going to learn the Nesachim of Tamid Shal Shachar from Bein Arbaim, from the Nesachim of Tamid Shal Shachar? So Amar Rab Barula Amar Kra La Keves HaEchad. Ezu kevus shenemar bo echad haviyomer zeh tamid shel shachar, because it uses that phrase la kevus haechad. So when it says v'niskar v'yisahin, the next words are la kevus haechad. So the kevus haechad is a reference to the tamid shel shachar. V'rabbanon mai echad, and what are the rabbanon going to do with the word echad? Miyuchad shebiedro. That's just to teach me not that it's a reference to the tamid shel shachar, but that the carbon tamid should be the miyuchad shebiedro, should be the best animal in the flock. V'Rebbe even Mivchar Nidarecha Nafka, and Rebbe will say, well, we learn that it should be the best in the flock from Mivchar Nidarecha. So V'Rabbanan Chad B'Chovah V'Chad B'Nedava, and the Rabbanan say, we need to be told two drashas, one that a korban chova should be from the nicest animals, and one that a korban nedava should be from the nicest animals. Utsrichi, and you can't learn one from the other. Meaning, just because we have a chiv to bring a korban chova from the nicest animals, we're not going to necessarily know that we also have to bring a korban nedava from the nicest animals. And just because you can bring a korban nedava from the nicest animals, we wouldn't necessarily know that a korban chova has to be from the nicest animals, because one might have thought that if you're bringing, there's a svar to say either way. One could say, well, a chova is more important, and therefore a chova has to be brought from a nice animal, but not necessarily a nedava. It's not that important. You didn't even have to bring it if you didn't want to. Or one could say, if you're bringing nedava, we know God wants the chova. We don't know if he wants your nedava. If you want him to accept your nedava, so then you better make it beautiful if you want him to accept your nedava. So you have svaras lekan and lekan. You have a svar in either direction. So there is a significant amount of discussion over here on two points. The first point is that we had this machlokas, what the ikker source of the nesachim of the Karban Tamid is. Is it by the Tamid Shel Shachar, or is it by the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim? Whichever one it is, we learn the other from that. So Frek tells us, L'may Nafkamina, what difference does it make what the ikker source is? Either way, we're going to learn the other one from it. So says Tosus, nearly Diika Benayu, Tzibur Shelo Hayula Nesachim, Elala Echad Mehen. What the Nafkamina is going to be, if a Tzibur only has enough nesachim for one of the Karban Tamids, either the Tamid Shel Shachar, or the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. Triage. What do we do? Which carbon do we use for the nesachim for? So the man diyamer the gomer shel arvis mishel shachris him kain shachris ikur v'yakrivim shachris. The man diyamer gomer shachris me'arvis yakrivim arvis. It really depends on which one is the source. Whichever one is the source, that's the one we're going to use it for. Svasama says that that's a little bit strange. Which shouldn't depend which one is the source. It should depend which one comes first. And Tamid Shel Shachar comes first. So whatever. Ain ma'avirin al mitzvahs. When you have an opportunity, we just did yesterday, when you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, you do a mitzvah. You don't wait. You don't delay the mitzvah. So this is a major discussion in Achronim. We've pointed out many times. There's a Tshuvas HaRadvaz in Dalet Elef Pei Zayin, where the Tshuvas HaRadvaz writes that if someone is stuck in jail and he's only able to be allowed out once to daven with a minyan, to do mitzvahs, so they're going to give him a one-day reprieve in the whole year, and he wants to know what day should he leave. Of all the days of the year, what day should he go to shul? So it says the Radvaz, Re'isi echan michachmi dorenu b'tshuva davrzeh, tzal b'mayim adirim v'hele cheres b'yadav, val yisod ru'ua b'ni yisoda. He says, I saw another rabbi made a big mistake in answering this question. He tried to get clear water, and he was just pulling up shards of pottery. That's an expression that he uses to explain that he was all wrong. First, the other rabbi said Yom Kippur is the best time to go, because that's the most important day to daven, right? Then he said, no, Yom Purim is the best day to go, because Megillah, Persumi Nisa, you need a minion for Persumi Nisa. Don't listen to anything that rabbi said. So instead, he says, the real rule is, ein mavir al mitzvos. You have an opportunity to do a mitzvah today, so it's a random Thursday in the middle of December, that's the day you leave. You leave now, you go when you can, in order to do a mitzvah. So the mitzvah rishona that you have an opportunity to do, you do. And we don't care about which one is a mitzvah kala, what's a mitzvah chamura, so a lot of the other achronim are not so convinced. That they suggested, no, maybe you should look for the most chashuv mitzvah. The Chacham Tzvi in Siman Kuf Vav says that you have to look for the more. He disagrees with the whole yesod of the Radvaz, that you just take the first mitzvah. He says you have to be madif the mitzvah chamura, even though it's a little bit later on. He has a raya from the Gemara Menachos Daf Mem Tes. The Gemara says that if a tzibur doesn't have tmidin and musafin, it doesn't have enough animals for both tmidin and musafin, which one should they do? So the Gemara says that we're talking about musafin da idno tmidin to lamar. The Gemara makes a new kimta, talking about today's carbon musaf versus tomorrow's carbon tamid. So do we say tadir adif, so the carbon tamid wins, or mukudash adif, the musaf wins because today's carbon musaf is more mukudash? Well, why don't, if you say like the Radvaz, neither. You should say today's wins, not because of mukudash, not because of tadir, just whatever it's today and not tomorrow. That's what should win. So it seems that that's a major machlokas achronim, and it comes up in a lot of different contexts. Trumas Hadeshin is a tshuva in Simul Lamed Hey. Should you wait to say Kiddush Levan until Motzei Shabbos, or do you have to be choshesh that maybe you'll Shema Yamos Bizman Muat, that even such a short time by waiting till Motzei Shabbos, maybe you'll miss out on the Kiddush Levana, because who knows what's going to be by Motzei Shabbos? Who knows who's going to be here still? So we don't know what the future holds. So you just do things as early as possible. That's Be'etzem, the Svar of the Radvaz, that you do things as early as possible, because who knows? Who knows what the future holds? So that's, I think, Rav Zilberstein said that they asked Rav Eliashiv this question in relation to Har Gemara, that Tosos makes this big deal about which one we're definitely going to do, the more important one, whichever Nesachim are the more important Nesachim. Well, if you say like the Radvaz, we should do the first one. So Rav Eliashiv pointed out, very pashut, I think I saw it in here, Chashut Gechemet, that Rav Eliashiv pointed out to him, very passionate, that there's a big difference, that there's a difference between a tzibur and a yachid. He says, he quotes from Rav Eliashiv over here, that there's a difference between a tzibur and a yachid. There's a Gemara in Maseches Horios, we mentioned Shabbos Shuvah this year, ein tzibur mason. Tzibur doesn't die. Tzibur is still going to be around. No individual in Klal Yisrael is guaranteed that he's going to be around in an hour from now, in a day from now, in 10 minutes from now. We don't know what our future holds. No individual knows. But we do know that Klal Yisrael is going to be around. Ein tzibur mason. Klal Yisrael is not going to die. So when it comes to the Shaila of the Radvaz, you're talking about an individual who's in jail and he needs to know when should he go daven with the minyan. Chop the first opportunity. Go and take it, because you never know what the future is going to hold. But we're talking about when we're talking about the Nesachim for the Karban Tamid, that's a Karban Tzibur. That's for all of Klal Yisrael. So the Tzibur is still going to be around. You don't have to worry about Shema Yamos. Beis Hamikdash wasn't always guaranteed to be around, but that's not the concern. Is that the Tzibur is going to be Mace. So the Tzibur is not going to die, and that's what Rav Eliashiv thought. That's why the Tosos is correct over here. Okay, that's one chiluk. Another chiluk that Rav Eliashiv pointed out is that it could be by a tzibur where ma'avir na mitzvah to do the mitzvah in a more mehudar way, because by a tzibur hidur matters more. It could be that when it comes to issues relating to a tzibur, hidur is a much more important factor when it comes to a tzibur. Good. So that is one issue. The other issue that's discussed a lot over here is this last line over here, that we said that chad b'chov v'chad b'nedava utzrichi, that we have that we need to be told to bring a carbon mehudar for a carbon chova, and to bring a carbon mehudar for a carbon nedava, because there's a svara to say to do the more mehudar one in either direction. Meaning one could have suggested to do the more mehudar one for the nedava so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept it, or one could have suggested to do the more mehudar one for the chova, because that's the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually wants. Rav Zilberstein discusses in Chashuk Echemer over here, what if you have a situation where a guy has a beautiful, he says, Yeshel Shnei Gevi'im Mikesef, he has two silver goblets. One of them is clearly nicer than the other. And one of them, but he has two mitzvahs to do. He's going to get rid of both of them. One of them he's going to use for Pidyon HaBen, to give to the Kohen for Pidyon HaBen. The other one he's going to use as an Adav to Shul. So which one should he do? So Rav Zilberstein said, maybe this Gemara should educate us on this issue. One of them is a Chiyuv. Pidyon HaBen is a Chiyuv. And an Adav to a Shul is not a Chiyuv. Stam, a gift like that to the Shul is not a Chiyuv of what he has to, of what his responsibility are to the shul. So he says that Rashi says that there's a tzad in either direction. So the chora, whichever one he wants, he should give to the kohen. Whichever one he wants, he gives to the basic. That's going to buy the livshita. We don't really know in the Gemara which one is really better. I mean, the Gemara had a tzrichasa. We had to make a tzrichasa. Okay, an interesting concept. So the chora, one would have thought that you should give the nicer one to the shul, because the reason of pidyon haben is like a tashlum chov, like any other chov. So there's no din of zek keli vanveu by the mitzvah of paying back your chovos. Meaning, do you say that you have to do it when you pay back your chovos, you should put it in a nice wrapping, you know, wrap up the money nicely and put a ribbon on it? And l'chora, there's no zek keli vanveu by tashlum chovos. You pay back your chov, you give your chov, and you can pay the guy back. Yeah, it is a mitzvah, but I don't know. Do we ever assume that there's a zekeli vanveu to in doing it in a more mehudar way? I guess you shouldn't pay him all in pennies. Right? You should do it in a way that's not annoying to the person. Don't send him a truckload of pennies if you owe him $100,000. But yeah, but I don't know. I don't know if there's such a din of Zakeli Van Vey when it comes to Tashlum Chavos. Okay, let's see further now. So the Mishnah said if the Kohen Gadol is a Zakein, or if he's an Isthmus, so he has a difficult time handling the cold mikveh waters. So we pour some warm water into the mikveh to warm it up for him. So says the Gemara, Price has a different suggestion of how to warm up the water for him. Tanya, Amar Rav Yehuda, Ashashiel Shel Barzel, Hayu Mechamin Me'erev Yom HaKippurim. They would heat up Ashashiel Shel Barzel. They would heat up these iron pieces in coals from Erev Yom Kippur, umatilin the toltzon, and then they would take this boiling hot iron and put it in the cold waters, kadei shetafik tzinasan, in order to get rid of the cold a little bit, in order to make it a little warmer in the mikveh. Now, what's wrong with the Mishnah suggestion of just being matil chamin the toltzonin? That's how the Mishnah says. So why would you Dafka do this and not the chamel tochsonin? So the Rambam says when the Rambam records how they would warm up the waters in Avodas Yom in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim Parak Beis, the Rambam says that they should warm up the waters either by putting hot water in or by putting iron in. Meaning the Rambam seems that it's just options, that there's no machlokas over here. It's just two different options of how one could go about doing this. The Rabbi Kivega though raises a kashi. He says how could they put hot water into the tzon and be tovelin it? You're not allowed to be tovel b'chamin because of gzeres merchatzos b'Shabbos. There's a gzeres habalanim that you're not allowed to bathe in warm water on Shabbos. The gzera was, the Gemara Masech Shabbos tells us that it used to be that bathhouse attendant, the isser of warming up water on Shabbos is an isser of bishul. But if you have water that's warmed up before Shabbos, there's no isser of bishul. It's already warm from before Shabbos. Why shouldn't you be able to take a hot shower and shut off the intake valve in your hot water tank and turn on the hot water and take a hot shower? All the water was warmed from before Shabbos. What would be the problem? So the Gemara says they made a gezeira that it used to be that the bathhouse attendants wanted to satisfy their customers, so people would come to the bathhouse and they would want a nice hot shower, a nice hot bath, and they would get a nice hot bath even on Shabbos. If the bathhouse attendants would notice that on Shabbos morning or afternoon it's already not so hot, the water's not so hot, they didn't want to have unsatisfied customers, so they would heat up the water on Shabbos. They would violate Bishul Midaraisa. So the Rabbanim made a gezeira that we're not allowed to bathe in warm water on Shabbos, even if the water was heated up from before Shabbos. That's not only in Shabbos, so the gezeiros habalanim pashta applied to Yontif as well. So long as the isser existed, so long as we assume that it's aser to bathe in Yontif because you assume it's not shavu l'kol nefesh, so then the gezeiros habalanim also applies to Yontif. So the frekta Rabbi Kiveger, how could he dip in warm water? What about the gezeiros habalanim? So Rabbi Kiveger writes that l'chora misvara, this gezeira of the balanim is not shaykh on Yom HaKippurim, because on Yom HaKippurim there's nis rechitza at all. Rechitza's title is gezasir entirely. So they never made that gezeira to include Yom HaKippurim. What was the old gezeira? That when people were going to the bathhouse, they wanted to make sure they got hot water. They didn't need such a gezeira for Yom HaKippurim. No one's going to a bathhouse on Yom HaKippurim because no one's allowed to bathe on Yom Kippur. It was Dafka, the Kohen Gadol, who was allowed to go to the mikveh. That's all there was. But there was no regular bathing that was going on Yom HaKippurim. So that's a Rabbi Kiveger answer. Rabbi Yashav has a different suggestion, but let's see Vaitis. So the Gemara says, but wait a second, if you take these pieces of iron that are boiling hot and you put them in the mikveh, these bars of iron, v'alo mitzareif, what's going to happen is when you take something very hot, a hot piece of metal, and you put it in cold water, it hardens the metal. So isn't that a violation of a malacha? What malacha? So Rashi says that it's a gemar malacha satrifa, it's a gemar malacha sakli, which means it's malachas maka bepatish. So you violated maka bepatish. Rabbeinu Chananel says that the isser is kibui, because a boiling hot, a red hot piece of iron has a din of eish, and when you put a cold water on it, it's mitzanin, it's mechabe the eish. And some of the Rishon say it's a binyan bekelim, something like that. But there's some sort of isser to be mitzarif, to stick the hot iron into the cold water. Some rabbi shloi gil tziruf. We're talking about that it's not that hot that it's going to be mitzarif. So you don't have to worry about the tziruf. Abayi amar afilu temashi gil tziruf. Abayi says no, maybe it is that hot that it's going to be mitzarif. Davar shein miskavein mutter. But since this is davar shein miskavein, it's mutter. Ask Tosfos, wait a second. Davar Shein Miskaven, this isn't a Davar, this is a Pesik Reshe. Rabbi Shimon is Modi, even Rabbi Shimon holds that Davar Shein Miskaven is generally Mutter in Hilchos Shabbos. When it's a Pesik Reshe, when it's a definite result, then it's going to be Yasser. So he says, you have to say that we're talking about that it's not a Pesik Reshe. It's not so clear that it's going to be maybe the Deit Siruf, that it's going to harden the metal. The Ravid says a little differently. The Ravid gives a different teretz. He's quoted in the Chidush HaRash from Mesach HaShabbos, that when the Amoraim say that according to Rabbi Shimon, and it's mutter, davar shein miskaven is mutter, that when we're saying over here that it would be mutter according to Rabbi Shimon because it's davar shein miskaven, it's before we were aware of what Abaye and Rabbi told us that mutter Rabbi Shimon b'psik reshe. But ein achinami, once we know that mutter Rabbi Shimon b'psik reshe, this is not going to work for us. You can't say afilu teimer shehigil tziruf. We're going to have to stick with the other answer that it's lo higil tziruf. Okay, but the pashtus is that we're assuming like real Rabbi Shimon shita, like we know it to be, that even that he's mutter by b'psik. But this, you have to say, is not the Pashas like Tosos. It's not really a Pesik Reshe, it's a Dover Shein Miskavi. Frak the Gemara, Umi Amar Abai Hachi, does Abai really say that, like Rabbi Shimon, that he thinks we paskin that a Dover Shein Miskavi is mutter? Va'atanya, we have a Braisa, Pesarar Lasso, Afil B'makam Sheisham Beheres Yikots, Divir Rabbi Yoshia, that if you have to do a bris on a baby, and there is Tzara'as on the Makam Amila, there's Tzara'as on the Arla, so you never nevertheless, we still cut it off according to Rabbi Yoshia. We still are allowed to cut off, even though there's Nisra Daraisa, one is not allowed to cut off Tzara'as, we're still allowed to do that. Va'avinimba, pralamali, what do I need a pasuk for? Why would I need a pasuk? What isra am I doing? I'm not mechaving to cut off the tzaras. I'm just trying to give the kid a bris milah. So the Abaye says, no, you know why we need a pasuk? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the davar shein miskaven is aser. So we need a pasuk to teach me that in this case, when you're trying to do a bris milah, and the only way to do it is by cutting off tzaras, that even Rabbi Yehuda, well, the davar shein miskaven is aser, will say that it's mutter to do the milah in this case. But wait a second, according to Abaye is explaining that the whole need for a pasuk is for Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So that implies that Abaye thinks Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is correct. Otherwise, we wouldn't need a pasuk for Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So how could it be that Abaye is the one that's telling me over here in our case of heating up the water that we're assuming like Rabbi Shimon that a davar shein miskaven is mutter, and that's why you're allowed to heat up the water with the iron pieces? Yet we see that Abaye holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So says Gemara, Hani milu b'kala Torah kula, aval hachat siruf terabananhu. That's in kala Torah kula, that by nisr dar raisa, meaning the keyword is Torah, by nisr dar raisa, that's where he passes like Rabbi Yehuda. But over here, by tziruf, it's only terabanan. So by tziruf terabanan, we're going to pass like Rabbi Shimon that a davar shein miskaven is mutter, since we're only dealing with tziruf terabanan in the first place. There is a Tosos Mesachas Ksubos and Daf Heyam and Veiz where Tosos, well, forget Tosos. The Gemara Mesachas Ksubos. The Gemara discusses in Mesachas Ksubos about bia b'tchila b'Shabbos. Is it mutter for a chasan and kala to have bia for the first time on Shabbos, or is there some sort of malacha because she's going to bleed? Is there some sort of iser involved in that? So the Gemara says, even if you're going to say like Rabbi Yehuda that davar shein miskaven is mutter, that davar shein miskaven is aser, so nevertheless. But mekalkal uetzel pesach over here, maybe by bia b'tchilu b'Shabbos, maybe it's considered mekalkal and therefore it's mutter. O mesakin uetzel pesach, or maybe not. Maybe it's considered a tikkun and therefore it's aser. So Tosus raises the question over there that you call mekalkal and arpata b'Shabbos, but they're aser midrabanan. Meaning, how could the Gemara say that bia b'tchilu b'Shabbos might be mutter because of mekalkal? Mekalkal makes it that it's not an issa daraisa, but it's still an issa drabanan. So Tosus says that no, normally you're right. Mekalkal will knock it down to an issa drabanan. But in that case, it's both a davar shein miskaven and a mekalkal. And this Tosus makes the same point over here. That's why I'm bringing this up. That it's both a davar shein miskaven and a mekalkal. And when it's a double drabanan, that would make it mutter. Meaning just a davar shein miskaven on its own would be asur midrabanan. Just a mekalkal on its own would be asur midrabanan. But when you have both of them together, then it would be mutter legamni. Meaning, even Rabbi Yehuda holds davar shein miskaven is asur, holds that it's only asur midrabanan, and the rabbanan only asured it when there's also a second, when there's no other drabanan, when everything else about the case is daraisa. But when there's a second reason that it's drabanan, the rabbanan never asured the davar shein. this is a little bit different than the concept of a shvus to shvus. A shvus to shvus is the concept that you're allowed to ask a guy to do a malacha derabanan for you on Shabbos when it's makom hefsir, makom tzorah kadol. That most of the Rishonim assume is only if one of the shvusim is amir la'akum. So this is a little bit of a different geder. The Rav Shachter points out in Bikvei Atzon, in Simon Test, that this one could easily confuse this concept of trade rabbanan or the concept of shvus to shvus with the opposite concept of gzera l'gzera, that the rabbanan were never gozer a gzera l'gzera, that there is no isra gzera l'gzera. He says no, gzera l'gzera is that the chum are not permitted to make a gzera unless there's a tzorech gadol, unless there's a significant reason for a gzera. They can't just go around making up isurim d'oraisa, so the isurim d'rabbanan rather. It has to be a good reason for it. So gzera l'gzera tells me that what's a good reason when they're trying to prevent me from doing an isur d'oraisa. But if they're trying to prevent me from doing an isur d'rabbanan, which itself is only trying to prevent me to, so that's not a really good reason to make a gzera. So that's why you have, sometimes it is a good reason, because sometimes iloha elokaimaha, if you don't have one gzera, the other gzera is not going to stand. So then it is a good reason to make a gzera l'gzera. So generally speaking, that's the difference. Gzera l'gzera is one gzera on another gzera. A shvus to shvus, or a trade rabbanan, is where you have two independent din rabbanan that b'mikra, they just happen in certain cases to meet, and they happen to fall out together in certain situations. Okay, Baruch Hashem, will pick up from the Mishnah tomorrow.